Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It is indeed a privilege that I can be able to share gospel with you this morning.
非常荣幸今天早上能够跟你们一起来分享神的话语。
I'm also immensely humble that God could use a person like me to stand before you today.
我只能在神面前自卑，感谢他能够使用我这样一个不配的人。
Many of you do not know me other than you see my face here and there.
你们当中很多人可能对我都不熟悉，只是跟我见过面而已。
I just give a brief minute to introduce myself.
所以我就又跟你们介绍一下自己。
As my daughter increases, my name is Wing. Most people call me just Wing.
很多人都称我的名字叫 Wing.
My wife Ivy and our daughter Krista have been in Christian Assembly now since March 2014.
我的太太 Ivy 和我的女儿 Krista 就是刚才领歌的姐妹，已经从2014年3月份在这里聚会。
The service is not big in number, but it has been a great encouragement to me.
虽然这里的人数不是很多，但是对我却有很大的鼓励。
We have four grown-up children, all girls.
我有四个孩子，都是四个女儿。
We also have two granddaughters, all girls, as you know.
还有两个孙女。
You can say that the female gene in our family is quite strong.
所以你看见我们家中女人比较强。
My wife and I are from Malaysia and we've been here for about 35 years.
所以我跟太太都是从马来西亚来的，已经在澳洲35年了。
That's enough for a brief introduction.
这就是我对自己一点的介绍。
The title of this morning's sharing is Our Family Worthy of God's Calling.
今天早上的主题乃是我们的家庭是否合乎神的呼召。
It's a challenging question.
这实在带着挑战性的一个问题。
In fact, I remember a brother in this year's first service sharing with us his experience from his trip in China.
我记得有一位弟兄在年初的时候跟我们分享了他回中国之后的经历。
He noticed many families struggle with the pressures of life, even Christian families.
他发现很多家庭，包括基督徒的家庭，他们面对生活上有很多的挑战。
This is a question for all of us who are families.
所以这一个问题是在对我们当中每个家庭的挑战。
It's a question that I can't answer for you and you can't answer for me.
这个问题我不能够给你答案，你也不能够替我给答案。
The question is directed to each family of believers, especially to the men.
因为这一个问题实在是对每个家中的男人讲的。
Why is it directed to the men?
为什么是对着家中的男人讲呢？
The simple answer is from the very beginning, God has structured the family, the Christian family, for the male to be the head of the family.
因为答案非常的简单，就是从起初神建立家庭的时候，男人就是一家之主。
God created Adam first, and when he commanded Moses to take a census in the book of Numbers, this is what he said to Moses.
所以神是先造了男人，之后当他命令摩西去点数他的民众的时候是这样说的。
Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel by their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, every male head by head.
你又按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁。
You can see how the male is very clearly identified as the head of God's family structure.
所以我们看见说，在神的家庭中，这个男人是神所立起来的。
It is not that the female is not important.
这并不是说女人在家中就不重要。
They just have a different role.
她们乃是有不同的角色。
I'm not qualified to say much about the female role, but I'll just say a few words.
我不配来讲关乎这个女人的角色，但我只是说几点。
When people ask in a conversation, usually when they talk, one of the questions they may ask you, what do you do?
好像当我们在彼此见面的时候，常会问你做什么。
For the mother who looks after the children at home, she might say in a shy way, "Oh, I'm just a mom."
作为一个母亲，她可能会有点谦卑的说，我只是照顾孩子。
Never underestimate the role of a mother at home.
但是我们不能够轻看母亲在家中的地位。
It has been said, a child can never say he or she is poor if she ever he or she has had a godly mother.
所以任何一个的一个孩子，如果他有一位敬畏神的母亲，他就不是一个贫穷的孩子。
So the next time when someone asks you and you are full-time mom, you say this.
所以当下一次人家问你，你是一个全时间做母亲的人，你可以用这样的答案回答他们。
Very gently but firmly you say, I'm building up character in my next generation.
你可以非常柔和的坚持的对他们，认真对他们讲，我是在培养我们的下一代。
The question can be applied to a person of any age.
因为这个问题可以对我们每一个年龄的人问的。
Asking the question is easy, but answering is not so easy.
提问题是容易的，但是回答却是困难的。
If you don't have a family now, God willing, He will provide you a family later on.
你说现在还没有建立家庭，愿神祝福你，愿你也能够建立家庭。
Though this sharing is mainly addressed to men, but the wonderful thing about God's word that it can be applied to different situations in different circumstances.
虽然这话听起来好像只是对男人讲，但是其实也可以应用在每一个场合、每一个角色。
Following the main questions, other questions also follow.
接着这个问题还有其他的问题。
For example, what should a Christian family look like?
或者我们可以问说，一个基督徒的家庭该是怎样子
？What does it mean to be a Christian husband and Christian father?
怎样才能够做一位合格的基督徒丈夫和父亲？
And in my context, a Christian grandfather and a Christian father-in-law.
或者做一个基督徒的祖父和做一个基督徒的岳父。
And lastly, why should we ask this question in the first place?
我们也要问，那我们为什么要提这些问题呢？
One thing I must make it very clear.
但有一点我又很清楚地告诉你。
I'm not an expert in this area.
我这一方面不是我的专业。
When God spoke to Abraham that He would bless him with descendants as many as the sand on the seashore, far too many to be counted.
当神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，他说他的后裔将要像天上的星这么多，海边的沙这么多。
I must confess my mistakes are like the sand on the seashore, far too to be numbered.
但是对我来讲，我觉得我一生中所犯的错误乃是像海边的沙这样的多，数不过来。
I must confess a sense of unworthiness before God as I stand here today.
而今天站在这里，在神的面前，我只能自卑，承认自己的不配。
Throughout all my mistakes, God remained faithful.
当虽然在我这一切的错误当中，我却发现神还是信实的。
He let me make all my mistakes.
他虽然允许我去犯了这些错误
，so at the right time he could let me see my own sinfulness.
当在对的时间的时刻，他却让我醒悟过来，看见自己的罪。
Through my sinfulness, his grace shone through, and when I saw his grace, I repented.
而因此知罪，我能够领受他的恩典而悔改。
Part of what I'm sharing today is the lessons that I have learned from the truth of God's word.And has helped me to shape me and continues to do so.
所以今天我跟你分享的乃是神在是我在神面前所学的一些的功课和怎样的神来带领我。
The truth is, I'm still learning what it's like to be worthy in each of the role I'm playing.
所以实在的说来，我到现在还是在学习神在生活中所给我的每一个角色。
I can only praise God for His love, His patience.His faithfulness for me.
我有因着神他的信实他的慈爱他的怜悯而赞美他。
With the benefit of hindsight, I can share with you now the positive side of my mistakes.
所以因着现在能够回顾过去，我能够把以前所犯的错误的好的一方面跟你们分享。
God did not waste any of them.
因为神并没有浪费每一个事件。
Nor did He waste the tears that were shed.
神也没有使我们所流的眼泪成为是无效的。
After humbling me, He also restored me.
因为神使我降卑，神也恢复了我。
But one thing I must always remember.
但是有一点我常常记住的。
I must always have a repentant heart because that's where God looks.
我常常在神的面前必须有一个悔改的心，因为神乃是注重看我们的心。
What I've just said is so well encapsulated in just one verse.
所以我所讲的这一切可以用一节的经文来概括。
It comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14.
乃是从历代记下第七章十四节。
And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land.
自称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
The context of this verse was when Solomon finished building the temple and he dedicated the temple to God.
这一节的经文乃是当所罗门王建完了这个圣殿之后，他又把圣殿献给神。
And this verse was how God spoke to Solomon.
这一节的经文乃是神对所罗门所说的。
This verse spoke to me in my circumstances.
这一节经文也对我说话。
Note the five parts in this verse.
我们看见在这一段话里面有五个不同的点。
Call by God's name and humble themselves, which I call humility.
第一点，我们看见是称为神名下的子民和自卑，乃是谦卑。
Prayer.
还有我们的祷告。
Seek my face, which I call devotion.
寻求神的面是我们的虔诚。
Turn from the wicked ways, which I call repent.
乃是转离我们的恶行，乃是悔改。
And I will hear them, forgive their sin and heal the land, which I call God's response.
我必从天垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地，乃是神的回应。
You might say to yourself, this verse doesn't apply to me.
你或者觉得说这些经文好像不能够用在我身上。
Because I do not consider myself wicked.
因为我不觉得自己是一个邪恶的人。
The next verse will change your mind how you see your own heart.
但是下一节的经文却能够改变你对自己的心的看法。
Don't forget when we look at ourselves, we use our own mind to evaluate what we are and who we are.
因为当我们审查自己的时候，我们常常是用我们的思想来思想自己是怎样的。
To look at ourselves accurately, God's word is the only right benchmark.
但是又更标准准确来检查审查自己，乃是又用神的话语。
Before I continue this point, I just make a few words about God's word.
在我继续之前，我要讲几点关于神的话语。
I'm fully convinced that why the world is in such a mess today and has been for a long time is because it has lost its measuring stick and its benchmark.
我觉得现今这个世界会变得这样的糟糕，这样的混乱，那是因为他们失去曾经所有的一个标准和量尺。
It has also lost its moral compass.
因为他已经失去了他们人的德行的指南针。
As God's children,
作为神的儿女，
our only accurate measuring stick and benchmark is the Word of God.
作为神的儿女，我们最标准的量尺和丈量的尺乃是神的话语。
Without it, we're using man's measuring stick and moral compass.
因为若不应用神的话语，我们就会去用人的方法。
And because we're deeply sinful, we produce sinful results.
所以因为人是罪恶的，所以一切的罪的结果也是罪恶。
It is no accident when Jesus said that every man, but that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of God.
但耶稣曾说，人活着不当靠食物，乃是靠从神口中所出的每一句话。
So back to our heart, how does God see our heart?
那我们回到我们的心，神是怎样来审查我们的心呢？
This verse describes our heart the way God sees us.
这一节圣经就是神对我们人心的描述。
The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Not just sick, but desperately sick.
不只是坏，乃是坏到极处。
I will now spend some time on each of the five points that I have outlined early on.
所以现在我又来略略的讲到前面所提到的五点。
Humility.
谦卑。
As we know, humility is the opposite of pride.
我们知道谦卑乃是与骄傲成为对比的。
If we are honest with ourselves, we all have it.
我们若是诚实的话，我们知道里面都有骄傲。
However, when we understand God's grace, our pride should disappear.
当我们若能够认识到神的恩典，我们的骄傲应该从里面消失。
I say should.
我说是应该。
But we know that it does not.
我们知道是应该，但是实际上却没有。
Because we still live in this sinful flesh of ours.
因为我们还活在这个罪恶的身体。
And we still let the flesh overtake us at times.
所以常常我们让肉体的私欲胜过我们。
We are all guilty of that.
我们都是犯过这样的错。
I share a true story with you.
我跟你分享一个真实的故事。
It's a story about this black woman called Marian Anderson.
这里有一个故事是关乎这位称为玛丽安·安德森的黑人女低音歌唱大师。
Born in Pennsylvania in 1897.
她是在 Pennsylvania 那里的出生的。
She joined a junior school choir at the age of 6.
她在六岁的时候就参加学校的合唱团。
After graduation in 1921, she applied to join an all-white choir.
在1921年毕业了之后，她就申请去参加一个白人的合唱团。
She was turned down because she was black.
而他们拒绝她的申请，因为她是一个黑人。
The woman at the admissions counter said, "We do not take colored."
因为那个回复，那个合唱团的团长对她的回复说，我们不接受任何的其他人士。
Consequently, she studied.Under a private tutor.
所以他不能够去那个跟一起的学习，只能找那个辅导。
After her voice was discovered, one famous composer, Toscanini, described her voice as one in a century.
当他的这个声音被发现了之后他就有一位传道人曾说到，他乃是世纪上最美的声音。
Eventually, in 1939, she was invited to sing.Before a crowd of 75,000, at the Lincoln Memorial.
所以在1939年的时候，他被邀请到林肯纪念会上，向着75,000人歌唱。
Bear this in mind that race segregation in the United States did not stop till 1964.
让我们留意，说在1939年的时候，美国这个种族皮肤歧视还没有完全的废去。
A short time later, she was invited by President Roosevelt to sing in the White House because he was entertaining the King and Queen of England.
因为当这个美国的总统邀请他到白宫去唱歌，因为那时候英国的女王刚好来唱访。
Over time, she was invited to sing before royalty in various parts of Europe.
之后，她又经常被邀请到很多这些贵族当中，跟很多这些。有身份的人面前去歌唱。
Later on in life, she was awarded medals by President Reagan and President Johnson.
最后她是领受了从这个 Reagan 他们那些美国总统所发的奖励。
And the U.S. Congress awarded her gold medal to commemorate her 75th birthday.
而在她75岁的时候，美国与会还发给了她一块金牌。
You can see for a black woman, she had accomplished a lot.
所以作为一个黑人的歌唱家，他成就了很多。
In one of her interviews, she was asked this question, what was the proudest and biggest achievement in her life?
他在被采访的时候总问他说，你一生中最骄傲的时刻是哪一个时刻？
She could have named so many like the ones I've just mentioned.
他或许可以集齐刚才我所讲到的那些人对他的称赞。
She paused for a few moments with a smile. She said this.
她想了一会儿之后认真的这样的说。
My greatest and proudest moment was when I told my mother she did not have to wash clothes for people anymore.
她说觉得最骄傲的时刻乃是当我能够对自己的母亲说，你不需要再做佣人帮人家洗衣服。
How about this for humility?
让我们觉得这样是一个谦卑的人吗？
Pride is about what I have achieved.
好像我们的骄傲只是讲到自己做了什么。
Humility is to take focus on oneself.
但是谦卑乃是不看自己而看别人。
Recalling a mother rather than achievements.
因为她乃是觉得是她母亲所成功的一切。
Not only is it a lesson in humility, is a reminder for children to remember the mother and the father.
所以不只是我们学了一个谦卑的功课，乃是让作为儿女的我们能够怎样的思想和爱自己的父母。
No matter how high you get, how much money you earn, how famous you become, don't forget your parents.
无论你赚了多少的财富，你爬到多高的地位，得着多大的名声，你们不要忘记曾经育养你们的父母。
The sacrifices they made to give you the opportunities in life.
他们牺牲了那么的多，为着你得到人生中的这些机会。
Parents are not perfect, and neither are the children.
我们知道父母不完全，儿女也不完全。
Just like all parents, they make mistakes.
就像很多的父母，他们都曾经犯过错误。
I have made more than most.
我也觉得自己犯了很多的错误。
By the grace of God, I hope I have learned from them.
但感谢神，从这一切的错误中，我有所学习。
The greatest display of humility is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们知道，最谦卑的形象不是在人的身上找到，而是在我们的主耶稣身上找到。
Our servant God.
他乃是众仆人的王。
The Son of God who came down from heaven.
作为神的儿子却离开天上的荣耀。
Washed the feet of his disciples.
来到地上为他的门徒洗脚。
Came to serve rather than to be served.
他来不是要被侍奉，乃是要侍奉众人。
And to give his life for the ransom of many.
而又众人使命。
The Bible describes Christ's humility in this way.
而圣经是这样的来描述基督的自卑。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，与至于死，皆死在十字架上。
Humility, a great virtue.
谦卑实在是一个美德。
But it doesn't come easily.
但又得着这样的美德却不容易。
But once we understand grace,
当我们能够认识恩典，
we can't feel but be humble.
我们不得不谦卑下来，
because we know it is our sins, your sins and mine.
因为我们知道乃是你的罪和我的罪，
that Christ bore on the cross at Calvary.
基督在加列山上为我们背负了。
My second point, prayer.
第二点讲到祷告。
Corrie ten Boom, the Dutch woman whose family hid the Jews from the Germans in World War II.
是就 Corrie ten Boom 的这一个啊啊 Corrie ten Boom 的是在是一个 Dutch 的女人
in World War II.
而在第二次世界大战的时候
，He can still visit a house in Amsterdam.
啊，现在在 Amsterdam 的时候，你还可以去看她的房子。
Showing the secret compartments, how they used to hide the Jews.
有看见说，在二战的时候，他怎样的用他的房子来隐藏这些犹太人。
These are her words.
而这是他说的话。
The devil smiles when you stop fellowship.
当你停止交通的时候，魔鬼就开始微笑。
The devil laughs when you stop reading the Bible.
当你停止读经的时候，魔鬼就会大笑。
The devil shouts when you Stop praying.
当你停止祷告的时候，魔鬼就大声的喊叫。
Our daily walk must be accompanied by prayer and reading of His Word every day.
我们每天的生活都离不开向神的祷告和读他的话语。
He talks to us through His Word.
他借着他的话语来教导我们。
And we talk to Him by our prayer.
我们也借着祷告向他回应。
As I hit.The lowest point in my Christian walk.
当我啊临到基督作为基督徒一生最低点的时候
，When everything seemed hopeless,
好像周围一切看起来都毫无希望
，I say to God, "You take over."
我向神祷告说，神啊，我将一切都交给你。
I can do no more.
我再也不能做什么。
My prayer to Him was this.
我那时候向主这样祷告。
I asked Him to take over every aspect of my life.
我求主让我们一能够接过我一生中的一切。
And this is how I seek to live each day.
这也是我这样的每天寻求他。
Sure, there might still be difficult days, but I look up and not try to look around.
不错，我们还会面对困难的日子，但是我们常常又向上仰望。
Never underestimate the power of prayer.
让我们不要藐视祷告的力量。
You believe in what you pray and you wait upon the Lord.
你若是相信你所祷告的，你就会耐心的等候神。
These are the words of Hudson Taylor, the founder of China Inland Mission.
这些话语乃是戴德森在内地会创始人所说的。
It is possible to move men through God by prayer alone.
说我们人能够借着向神的祷告而感动人。
With these words, you would understand why the devil shouts when you stop praying.
所以这样我们就知道为什么当我们停止祷告的时候，这个魔鬼会大声的喊叫。
We pray to the one and only true living God, and Satan knows it.
因为我们祷告的对象乃是唯一永生的真神。
Because he knows he's really a defeated enemy.
而魔鬼知道他是一个失败的仇敌。
His days are numbered.
他所存的日子已经可数算了。
Because Jesus will return one day.
因为基督回来的日子已经近了。
When we pray, we also need to check our motives.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要检查自己有任何的目的。
Is our motive pure?
我们的目的是清洁的吗？
What are we asking God for?
我们向神求这些到底为了什么？
Is it to satisfy our fleshy desires?
我们这样的祷告是为了满足自己肉体的私欲吗？
Or is it for his glory?
或者是为着荣耀神？
What is our attitude when God says no?
当神对我们给我们的祷告的回答是不行。
What is our attitude when God says wait?
我们是用什么样的态度呢？当神说我们要等候。
How do we know the difference?
我们怎么能够分别他们之间的不同？
We just place our trust in Him and we wait.
我们只能一心信靠他而等候。
I've also learned something else about prayer.
在祷告我也有其他的学习。
Sometimes we find ourselves in very difficult circumstances.
有时候我们面对的是一个非常困难的时刻。
So it's either something that we have said or something we have done.
有时候是因着我们所说的一些话，或是因为我们所做的一些事。
We pray for circumstances to change.
之后我们就想要借着祷告求神来改变我们的情况。
Nothing wrong with that.
我们觉得好像这个不是错误的。
But God is taking His time, so that while I'm waiting, He's actually working into my heart.
但是神却乃是在利用我们等候的时间，在我们的心中工作。
If he changes my circumstances too quickly, I may not have learned my lesson.
因为若是神将我们的环境情况太快的改变的话，可能我们在这个经历上没有任何的学习。
When I saw the sinfulness of my heart and when I repented, I saw God's divine hand moving.
所以当我在神面前悔改认罪的时候，我就看见神圣的手在那里的工作。
This is why God is so real to me.
这是为什么神是这么的真实。
And I'm sure many of you can testify of God's divine hand in your life.
我也相信在当中的有许多人也能够见证神在一生中的工作。
We must remember God is not our bellboy we see at the hotel. Our bellboy in the hotel.
因为神并不是像我们去这个酒店时候又打钟的那个人。
He is our almighty sovereign God.
因为他是全能的神。
We must always approach him with reverent fear.
我们到他面前来要带着一颗敬畏的心。
And in awe.
而也是又心中的尊敬他。
My third point, devotion.
第三点是讲到我们乃是有虔诚。
What does it mean to be devoted to God?
什么虔诚，向神虔诚是什么意思呢？
How does one define this devotion to God?
一个人怎么样的来描述自己对神的虔诚呢？
As with all questions, the answer is found in the Bible.
我们知道一切的答案都在圣经中能够找到。
Jesus said in Mark 12:30-31.
在马可福音十二章三十节到三十一节。
And you shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as thyself. There is no commandment greater than these.
你有尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
The Mosaic Law contained over 600 laws and regulations.
是摩西给的律法里面，礼仪的律法里面超过600条的规矩。
Jesus brought it down to two.
但是耶稣却把它总结成为两条。
When you meditate and you follow these two commandments,
当你默想思想这样的这两条两个圣经的时候，
You'll be amazed how the rest falls into place.
你会很稀奇的发现，这其他所有的规条条例都是落在这两条上面。
To know the two greatest commandments is one thing; to live it out is another.
能够知道这两个最大的命令是一件事，但是能够活出来却是另外一件事。
For many years, I knew it in my head, but I didn't live it out.
但是很多人只是能够把它记在脑中，却不能够活出来。
Devotion to God is a conscious decision.
向神的虔诚乃是出自真心良心。
It is not something that happens automatically.
因为这样的事不是自然而然而形成的。
It is when you draw a line in your life and you say this to yourself.
乃是当你能够清楚在你一生中活下了一条线，对自己认真的说
I surrender all to him, just like the song we just sang.
就像我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌，降神说我奉献所有。
Really is to say to God, you make my life the way that you want it. You change me, you shape me, you mold me into the likeness of your son.
你能够完全掌握我的一生，让你这样的来雕刻，这样的来熬炼，来形成你儿子的样式。
Help me to bring you honor and glory as I live each day.
就我每天的生活都能够带给你的荣耀和称赞。
I love hymns and I have many favorites. I love hymns and I have many favorites.
我非常喜欢唱诗歌，我也有很多是我特别喜爱的诗歌。
For example, the words to this hymn.
好像这首诗歌的词。
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
收我此生做奉献，毫无保留在你前。
Take my voice and let me sing always, only for my King.
收我声音来歌唱天上荣耀的君王。
Take my will and make it thine; it shall be no longer mine.
收我意志永属你。从今不再为自己。
I release all of myself to him.
我愿意将自己完全的奉献给他。
I gave my life to him and asked him to lead in every aspect of my life.
我将我的生命给他，让他能够在我一生中活出的每一点。
In surrendering, you win.
当我们向神投降的时候，我们却是得胜的。
In dying to self, you live.
当我们向自己死，我们却向着基督活。
For the glory of God.
一切为着神的荣耀。
It has been said.
曾经人这样说。
In order to live, you have to learn how to die.
说你若要知道怎样活下去，你又先学会怎样的死。
When you have learned how to die, you will learn how to live.
因为当你学会怎样死，你就懂得怎样去活。
Devotion carries a cost.
因为虔诚需要花上代价的。
It is called commitment.
因为是我们又所投入
commitment to live out Mark 12 verse 30-31
我们又一生投入又活出马可福音十二章三十节跟三十一节
I can assure you the enemy is not going to make it easy for you
我可以很肯定的告诉你我们的仇敌不愿意你做这样的决定
but you need to decide where your commitment lies
但是你必须为自己活下这一条线
and who you trust with your life
你一生又信靠谁呢
Who else but in the one and only true living God who gave his son for our sins on the cross.
除了这位永生的神他曾将他的爱子
完全的赐给了你。
Sometimes in our despair, we think that God has forgiven or forgotten us.
有时候在我们困难的时候，我们觉得好像神忘记了我们。
There's nothing further away from the truth.
但是好像离真理很远。
It's a lie from Satan.
好，但是我们知道是乃是魔鬼的谎言。
He has and always will be a deceiver.
因为他是一个撒谎的人，他也一直会来诱惑我们。
Don't forget he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden.
让我们不要忘记，在伊甸园的时候，他就曾经的诱惑了夏娃。
But look at what God has promised.
但是让我们看神是对我给了我们何等的应许。
Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of a womb? Even these may forget you, but I will not forget you.
妇人岂能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
How can a mother forget to feed her baby?
一个母亲怎能够忘记自己吃奶的婴孩呢？
God says, even if the mother forgets, I will not forget you.
神说，如果就算这个母亲会忘记了，我也不会忘记你。
What an amazing God we serve.
我们看见我们所侍奉的神是何等的奇妙。
Point number four, repentance.
第四点讲到我们的悔改。
To repent is to change direction in the way that we live.
我们悔改乃是又改变我们生活的方向。
From our ways to God's ways.
就是从我自己的方向改成向神的方向。
To align our life with His Word.
使我们的生活能够与神的话语同步。
The first step to repentance is to acknowledge our sinfulness before God.
悔改的第一步乃是在神面前承认自己的败坏。
However, we must always remember there is, and I mean always, there is consequences to sin.
我们也有时时的提醒自己，知道说罪是有它的后果的。
This is God's character.
因为罪是神的个性。
He does not tolerate willful sin.
因为神不能够忽略包容任何的罪。
Believe me, I've been there, I know.
我曾经这样的经历，我有知道。
Our God is good, but He's also just.
我们的神是爱，但他也是公义的。
As part of His refining process.
在他操练我们的这个过程当中，
He deals with our sin.
他又对付我们的罪。
This is where we learn to be pure, being purified by God for His use and for His glory.
所以在这一切的经历上，我们又学习神是怎样的来熬炼，能够使我们成圣。
Upon acknowledging my need to change.
当我们在神面前承认说，神，我必须又改。
Ask myself some questions.
而又问自己一些问题。
What did I not do properly?
我什么做得不好？
What responsibilities did I neglect?
我忽略了什么的责任？
What priorities did I get wrong?
我有任何的次序颠倒了？
I come from a non-Christian background.
我的背景乃是从一个非基督徒的家庭来的。
My parents did not have any religion.
我的父母他们自己不接受任何的宗教信仰。
In Malaysia, we call them free thinkers.
而在马来西亚说他们这些有自由意志、自由思想的人。
The name of Jesus was totally foreign to us.
耶稣基督的名对我们讲是非常的陌生。
So, when I was growing up, I was aligned to worldly values.
所以当我成长的时候，我心中所追求的都是这些不虔诚的事情。
So as I grew up in adulthood, the most important part was to make a living.
所以对我而讲，人生中最重要的是怎样的过活。
As I repented, one thing became very clear to me.
当我悔改之后，有一点对我来讲变得非常的清楚。
Making a living was important, but making your life is much more important. Making a living is important, but making your life.
所以为此生活是非常的重要，但是得着生命更重要。
Not just any life.
不只是任何的生命。
But life with the foundation, with God's word as the foundation.
乃是以神的话语为根基的生命。
Why is this foundation important?
为什么这根基这么的重要呢？
Because the word of God tells us.
因为神的话这样告诉我们。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever.
这个草会枯干，花会凋谢，但是神的话语却存到永远。
By this time, my children had all grown up.
到现今的时候，我的儿女们，我的女儿们都已经长大。
I realized I had failed one very important aspect as a Christian father.
但我却发现，作为一个基督徒的父亲，我有一点上失败了。
I did not provide them with God's word as a foundation in their life.
就是我没有让神的话语成为他们生命中的根基。
I could have made the excuse, it's too late now, they've all grown up.
我或者可以找这样的借口说，因为他们现在都长大了，已经太迟了。
But there's an English saying.
但是像曾经有这样一个的话
Better late than never.
说宁愿迟而不开始
So I started writing a weekly email to my family.
所以我就开始每一周写一封电子邮件给我家里的女儿
It can cover any topic, but it always drawing back to the word of God.
它可以关乎任何生活上的事情但是最终都是将他们领回到神的话语
Whether it is about a book of the Bible I'm reading or about circumstances.
无论是关乎是我读的一本书或者生活中遇到的一些事情。
But always drawing back to the Word of God.
但是最终都将他们引回到神的话语。
As we all know.
我们也都知道。
Knowledge of God's Word is one thing.
说对神的话有知识，对神的道有认识，知识上的认识是一点。
The most difficult part is how you live it out.
但是最难的一点是怎样把神的道给活出来。
Repentance is about living out the word of God.
悔改乃是为着能够让神的话给活出来。
If you ask my wife,
你若是问我的妻子
I'm the most impatient husband.
她会告诉你我是所有丈夫中最没有耐心的一个。
Part of my repentance was to become patient.
所以我向神面前的悔改就是我的没有耐心。
Besides, that's part of Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们知道，在哥罗西加拉太书第二章那里，二十节讲到，这是圣灵中所结的一个果子。
These are just a couple of examples of my repentance.
这也是我悔改中的几个这个例子。
If I have to share with you what I had to repent, you won't have time for lunch today.
我若是要告诉你我在神面前的悔改可能我们今天都没时间吃午餐了
Seriously, repentance goes deep into the heart
因为悔改使神的话语更深进到我们的心中
Our heart must be willing to change
我们的心应该愿意被改变
Don't ever tell yourself I cannot change
不要告诉自己说我改不了了
This is how God made me
因为这也是神这样的对付我
That's another lie from the devil
因为那样的借口也是从魔鬼来的。
If you are a true child of God, you can change.
你若是真是神的儿女，你就能够被改变。
Is it easy?
那容易吗
？No, it's not.
当然不容易。
Is it impossible?
是不可能吗
？Absolutely not.
当然不是不可能的。
Don't forget, it's not the one you are. Don't forget, you're not the one changing.
你要注意，不是你来改变自己。
It is God's hand working in your heart to change you.
乃是神的手在你的生命中来改变你。
Our job is to surrender.
我们的责任乃是向神投降。
To let Him shape us and mold us into the likeness of His Son.
然后让他在我们身上做雕刻、磨练的工作，来形成他儿子的形象。
My fifth point is God's response.
我第五点乃是讲到神的回应。
Let's refresh ourselves with 2 Chronicles 7:14.
让我们再提醒自己，复习在历代志下第七章十四节的话。
So God's response says, "Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land."
因为神的回应乃是说，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Please note, God's response is not automatic.
让我们注意一点，说神的回应不是自动的。
We need to humble ourselves before Him. We need to pray and we need to seek His face.
因为我们需要在神面前自卑，我们需要在神面前祷告，寻求他的面。
Then only then will there be God's response.
只有在那之后，神才会有他的回应。
Forgiveness, what a word!
说赦免是一个何等好的词。
We would all be condemned people if not for God's forgiveness.
若是没有神的赦免，我们就都是被定罪的人。
He forgives when we confess our sins before Him and we have a repentant heart.
因为当我们在他面前悔改认罪的时候，他就赦免我们，因为他看到我们悔改的心。
Heal the land, which is God's blessings.
医治他们的地，乃是神的祝福。
God's blessings comes in so many shapes and forms.
因为神的祝福乃是用各式各样的临到我们。
Sometimes we tend to think of material blessings.
我们好像常常想到的乃是物质上面的祝福。
But it's much more than that.
当神的祝福比这更广大。
Think of health.
你想一想身体的健康
peace and harmony in the family
讲到家庭中的平安和睦
your children being blessed with godly spouses
或者你的儿女找到敬畏神的另一半
think of family members who have been saved because of your testimony
或者家中的人因你的见证而得救
think of joy in the Lord
先思想到神赐给你在他里面的喜乐
these are all God's blessings
这一切都是神的祝福
And lastly, I said, why should we need to ask this question in the first place?
所以最后我们又提问，我们为什么又提我们题目这样的问题呢？
Is our family worthy of God's calling?
我们的家庭到底合乎神的呼召吗？
I put it down to two perspectives.
我最后把它总结成为两点。
Firstly, the spiritual perspective.
第一点乃是属灵方面的。
In the most direct way,The family union as we see it is under threat.
我们知道从现今来看我们这个家庭的这个价值观已经受到极大的攻击。
The concept of family goes all the way back from the book of Genesis.
但是我们家庭乃是从创世纪起初那里神所设立的。
The first family, Adam and Eve.
第一个家庭就是亚当跟夏娃。
The way the world is heading, the definition of family is changing.
但是现今这个世界却向着完全相反的方向，又来改变家庭的意义。
In many parts of the world, if I may use the same name, a family could be Adam and Adam, or Eve and Eve.
因为在其他世界、其他的地方，现在他们觉得家庭可以是亚当跟亚当、夏娃跟夏娃。
Satan is out to destroy what God had created.
我们知道撒旦乃是出来又毁灭神所建立的。
This is clearly a spiritual battle for Christians.
我们看见这是非常清楚是一个基督徒属灵的征战。
And we must make a stand for God, whatever the world says.
所以无论世界怎样的定论，我们都要为这神的见证而站立得住。
It is a reminder that Satan has blinded the world.
现今这个世界乃是叫我们看得更清楚，说是撒旦已经蒙蔽了他们的眼睛。
This spiritual battle can only be won if we stand behind the spiritual weapon.
我们要打赢这个属灵的征战，必须乃是站在神的话语。
The armor of God in Ephesians 6.
就是在以弗所书，神的话讲到全副的军装。
Spiritual battle can only be fought with spiritual weapons.
因为属灵的征战只能用属灵的兵器来打。
Second perspective, testimony perspective.
那第二方面乃是讲到见证。
As children of God, we are supposed to bear good testimony for God.
作为神的儿女，我们必须为着神在世上有见证。
That should be at the forefront of our minds.
这应该是在我们生活中所想到的。
To bring honor and glory to our great God.
就是怎样呢？将荣耀赞美带给我们的神。
However, this is not easy because we are by nature sinful people.
但是这是不容易的事情，因为照着我们的本性，我们不愿意这样。
But it is not impossible if our heart is right before God.
但我们的心若在神面前是有对的光景，那么对我们来讲却不是不可能的。
Always remembering He is the potter, we are the clay.
让我们常常的记住，他是我们的油匠，我们是他手中的泥。
If our heart is hardened, God's hand cannot work.
我们的心若坚硬，这个泥就坚硬，神不能够做什么。
When we open it up to Him, there is no boundary what God's hand can do.
当我们若将我们的心向祂打开，那么神就没有不受限制的能够在我们身上工作。
How do we open our heart?
那我们怎样才能够向神打开我们的心呢？
Bring ourselves to the foot of the cross.
将我们自己带到十字架的脚前。
When we reflect what Christ has done for us.
让我们思想基督为我们所付出的一切。
Our hardened hearts will melt.
我们这坚硬的心会被融化。
When we know that every sin is nailed to the cross.
因为我们的每一件罪都在钉在十字架上。
How can we not be humble?
这样我们又怎能不自卑下来呢？
The question comes back to fathers. What is the best and most important legacy we leave to our children?
这个问题最终回到做父亲的身上。我们应该怎样的来带领我们的儿女而能够留下好的印象呢？
There's no better legacy than the word of God.
我们发现没有比神的话语更好的。
Why is that so?
为什么是这样呢？
Because it stands the test of time and it lasts forever.
因为只有神的话语能够经历时间的考验，也能够存到永远。
Look at what God commanded Moses to do.
我们看看神是怎样的命令摩西去做。
That I may let them hear my words, and they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and they may teach their children.
你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。
We teach our children God's ways and God's words, so that they can teach their children God's ways and God's word.
我们又教导我们的孩子来认识神的话还有神的路，那这样我们的儿女也能够教导他们的儿女来认识神的话和神的路。
Dear brothers, as fathers,
弟兄们，作为父亲的，
This is our most important task.
这是神所托付给我们最重要的一件事。
Making a living is important. Making a life under God's word as foundation is far, far more important.
虽然为着生活而拼搏是重要，但是让神的话语成为我们儿女生命中的根基乃是更重要。
Is it easy?
是容易的吗？
For myself, I find it hard.
对我自己来讲，我发现很难。
But I have learned to seek God's help in everything I do.
但我却学会在凡事上寻求神的帮助。
He leads, I follow.
他带领我跟随。
There's always an overriding factor.
我们知道有一个乃是应该过一切的。
My life is to please Him and to bring Him honor and glory.
我们的一生乃是为着取悦神，也为着将荣耀归给他。
What keeps me going when times get tough?
是什么？当面对困难的时候，什么是我的依靠呢？
I love the words to this hymn.
我非常喜欢自己这首诗歌里面的词。
Because the smile of Jesus is my reward.
因为基督的微笑是我的奖赏。
Because of our sinfulness, there will always be disagreements in family.
因着我们自己的败坏，在家中肯定有很多的争吵。
It started from Genesis. It's no different today.
因为家庭中的争吵和不对的意见，乃是从创世纪那里就开始，直到今天。
How do we resolve them?
那我们怎样的来解决这个问题呢？
Some of them can be very complex.
有些人把这个答案搞得非常非常的复杂。
I've heard one unbeliever giving the solution.
我曾经听到一个不信耶稣的人给了这样的答案。
They ask the question, who is the glue in your family?
他问说，在你家中谁是你们两个人之间的胶水？
In other words, who holds the family together?
就说是什么是把你们的家庭粘在一起的。
Sounds logical.
听起来好像很有逻辑性。
But it's a wrong question.
但是他的回答那是完全错误的。
In a Christian family,
因为在一个基督徒的家庭，
If we say the mother,
你说是母亲，
Where do you put the father?
那么你把父亲摆在哪里呢？
If we say the father,
你说是父亲，
Where do you put the mother?
那你把母亲摆在什么地位呢？
This is our glue.
因为圣经才是神给我们的这个胶水。
Obedience to His word is our glue.
当我们都顺服神的话语的时候，我们就能够合在一起。
This is why it's always our benchmark and our moral compass.
这一切都是我们的量尺的标准，也是我们道德的指南针。
Is it easy to put in the real life?
那在真实的生活上来应用容易吗？
It depends on what you're prepared to do for the glory of God.
因为它实在在乎你愿意为神的话，你怎样对待神的话语。
I shall leave that question with you because you are the only one who can answer that.
我把这个问题留给你，因为只有你自己能够回答。
I said earlier on that this verse and the points I've said applies to a believer's family.
我之前提过说，这一节的圣经乃是很符合乎信徒的家庭。
Where does it leave a non-believer in Jesus Christ?
那么作为一个不信耶稣基督的人又怎样呢？
Well, you have a much bigger and deeper question to answer.
那么他所要回答的问题乃将是更大更难。
My question to you is this.
我给你的问题乃是。
Where would you spend eternity?
你又在哪里过你的永远？
You know, as human beings, we do things every day.
你知道我们每天都可以忙忙碌碌地做很多事情。
We get up in the morning, we can go to work, go to university, go do whatever we have to do in the day.
我们早上起来，我们无论去学校，我们去工作，很多很多的事情。
Nothing wrong with them.
好像这一切看起来都没有错。
But we take it for granted that we can do all the things, go home, sleep, and God willing, you get up the next day to do the same thing again.
我们觉得说，我们每天忙忙碌碌的做完了这些事情之后，很自然的回家睡觉，明天又肯定会醒过来。
I'll share with you what happened to me early this year.
我跟你们分享年初发生在我自己身上的事情。
I went to work one morning in January.
在一月份的时候，有一天早晨，我在去上班的路上。
When I was walking down the steps, I felt strong pain in my chest.
当我在下楼梯的时候，我感觉到我的心很疼痛。
To cut a long story short, I suffered a heart attack.
所以把这个故事更短一点，在那一刻我就心脏病发作了。
When the doctors examined later on, they were quite amazed by what they found.
当我去到医院，医生对我的检查之后，他们很稀奇他们所得到的结果。
I had substantial blockages in my arteries.
我的这些血管乃是阻塞很厉害。
And I had bypass heart surgery.
所以我必须立刻的有这个搭桥的手术。
After the operation, the surgeon told my wife.
做完手术了之后，这个医生告诉我的妻子。
That he was amazed I was alive.
他说你的丈夫能活下来，我觉得是一个奇迹。
The night before the operation.
因为在动手术的前一个晚上。
I gathered my family together.
我就把我的家庭都叫到我面前来。
I told them this.
我这样对他们说。
Whatever happens is a win-win for me to.
他说无论怎样发生在我的身上，对我来讲都是双赢的。
If I don't make it, I'll be with my Lord Jesus tonight.
做事我活不过来，今晚我就与主在一起。
If I make it, I can see you again.
若是我活下来了，我又能够与你们在一起。
By the grace of God, I can stand here before you today.
当是因着神的恩典，今天我能够站在这里，在你面前。
By the grace of God, I carried our second grandchild 2 months later.
靠着神的恩典，我能够亲手抱我的第二个孙女。
I take this opportunity to thank the many brothers and sisters who prayed for me.
我又借着这个机会，又感谢当中许许多多的弟兄姐妹为我迫切的祷告。
And my family too.
也为我家庭的祷告。
God looked after me every step of the way.
因为神在我人生的每一步路，每一步，他都在看顾着我。
I was recovering in ICU.
当我在特护病房恢复的那段时间，
I heard a voice.
我好像听到一个声音，
and a hand on my shoulder.
好像有一个手在我的肩上。
Brother Wing.
Wing 弟兄。
I thought I was dreaming.
我以为我是在做梦。
Only people at church call me Brother Wing.
我因为觉得说应该是教会里的弟兄姐妹才会称为我Win弟兄。
I opened my eyes.
然后我张开我的眼睛。
I saw this lady I've never seen before.
我看见有一个妇人是我从来没有见过的。
It turned out to be Sister Lily Kwok who works in the hospital.
我发现原来是是那个郭志明的师母。
Who helped to look after me.
她刚好在那里工作能够照顾我。
I did not fear death at all.
在那一刻，我好像对死亡并没有惧怕、害怕。
Because I know where I will be going.
因为我能够清楚地知道自己要到哪里去。
I can honestly say.
我能够很诚实地对你说。
Death has lost its sting on me.
死亡的毒钩已经在我身上无用了。
On the operation theater, my life was in the hands of the surgeon.
好像在手术台上。我的生命好像就在这个医生的这个手上。
I now carry permanent scars in my body.
因为现在我身上乃是有一个永远留下来的疤痕。
The nursing staff told me.
因为这些护士也对我说。
Don't put any cream on your wounds.
你不要擦任何的药膏在你的疤痕上。
Because it might cause it to infect.
因为你擦任何东西都会。会有可能使他发炎。
She said that many people are embarrassed by the scars.
他说很多人都以为这个伤痕而觉得羞耻。
I shared with one of the nursing staff.
但是我却告诉那个护士这样说。
I told her I'm a Christian.
我告诉他说我是一个基督徒。
These scars reminds me of God's mercy upon me.
这个疤痕只能提醒我神对我的怜悯。
And I hope they will never go away.
我也盼望这疤痕永远不会被挪去。
To you who have not placed your trust in Jesus Christ,
对你还没有将自己交在耶稣的保护中的人。
What about your heart and your soul that no surgeon's knife can reach?
你没有思想过你的灵和魂是没有任何医生能够动手术的。
Nothing can reach but the blood of Jesus shed for you at Calvary.
当是无他，除了耶稣基督在加列山上为你所流的宝血，能够洗净你的心。
The blood of Jesus Christ that reconciles you to the Almighty God.
耶稣基督的血能够使你与全能的神和好。
Do you know where you will spend eternity?
你能够知道自己的永远会在哪里吗？
The reality is we all have eternity.
这真实的、实际的是，我们每个人都要面对永远。
It's a question, where would you spend it?
当这问题是你将在哪里过你的永远。
Will you place your trust in Jesus Christ today?
你今天愿意将你完全的来交到基督的手中吗？
Before you leave this building today,
在你离开这个会堂之前，
You can make your peace with God this morning.
你今早就能够与神和好。
He will give you a new meaning in life.
他将会给你的人生中带来新的意义。
A life as great as your foundation.
As great as your foundation. 使你的一生有恩典成为你的根基。
You will not find grace anywhere.
因为你不能够在任何的其他地方找到恩典。
Except in the true Christian faith.
除非是在基督徒真正的信心。
It's not about what you can do, but what has been done.
就是不是相信你能够做什么，乃是相信耶稣为你做成什么。
God is knocking your door this morning.
因为神今早就在这里看着我每一个人。
Would you let his son in?
你愿意打开你的心，把他的儿子耶稣基督接受进来？
There is no sin he cannot forgive.
因为没有一件罪耶稣不能够赦免的。
You just got to ask for his forgiveness.
你只需要真心的向他寻求、祈求赦免。
If you feel broken and unworthy, you're just like me.
你若是觉得自己是破碎的、是不配的。
The difference is I'm a sinner saved by grace.
像我一样是一个蒙恩得救的罪人。
You are a sinner yet to be saved by grace.
但是你是一个罪人，却还要被恩，还需要蒙恩。
That's why Jesus died for you and for me.
这是为什么耶稣基督为你为我而死。
All you need to do is to ask for His forgiveness.
你所需要的乃是祈求耶稣对你的赦免。
When you do, you'll find a whole new way to live.
当你这样行的时候，你会发现你生活的意义完全的不一样。
No longer for yourself.
你再也不为自己活。
But in the Son of God.
但是却为神的儿子而活。
Who loved you and I.
因为他爱你爱我。
Who gave His life.
也为你舍命。
So that we can live.
就我们能够活。
In eternity with Him.
永远与他在一起。
If you feel that God is knocking at your door, you need to speak to someone.
你若是觉得你的心被神的话语感动，你需要跟人说话。
Speak to one of the responsible brothers after the service.
你可以在这个信息结束之后，跟这里的弟兄姐妹交谈，告诉他们。
If you don't know who they are,
你他们若是不知道你是谁
，You ask someone who does.
那么你可以问一位知道的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our gracious God, loving Father,
我们慈悲仁爱的天父
，Thank you for your word this morning.
感谢你赐给我们今早的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for your promise that your word goes out and never returns empty-handed.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的应许，你的话语必不空空的回到你这里。
We pray for those who yet do not know you.
我们为那些还不认识你的人祷告。
That you continue to stir their hearts.
求你继续的来感动他们的心。
And they turn to you, Lord.
叫他们真的能够转向你。
And accept your free grace, your free gift of salvation of grace.
要接受你白白的救恩。
We commit them into thy hands.
我们将他们交在你的手中。
And as we live for you each day.
当我们每天活在你的面前，为你而活。
May it be at the forefront of our minds.
愿我们心中所思想的。
That we live for your glory,
乃是为着你的荣耀而活。
For your honor,
为着你的尊荣。
For we live in gratitude,
因为我们活着带着感恩的心。
For your amazing grace and what you've done for us,
因着你奇妙恩典坐在我们的身上。
Until we see you face to face one day,
直到一天我们又与你面对面的相见。
We pray all this,
我们这一切的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Every name shall bow.
每一个膝盖又向你跪拜
and every knee shall bend every
每一个口又向你
confess
向你承认耶稣基督是主
Amen
Amen